Does your job become slightly easier after Wednesday night at 11 o'clock that you know, right until January, this is what we're working with and I'm not going to have issues that might spring up on me like you've had this week?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've got to say, from coming in, I mean, I knew it was going to be a huge job. I mean, we all know that because obviously the way the team in the last number of years has, if truth be told, the team has got, it's probably got poorer each year in respect of, you know, where first couple of years you're challenged for the playoffs and then you're tailing off. And last year, had we not won the last two games, we'd have finished like 21st in the league. And then from that, obviously, the finance budget's a little bit less. Good players are obviously, you know, leaving and they're sold. So we knew it was a big job. And then it's not so much even that. It's then the stuff from the outside interest that deals with it affects players on the field, which hasn't helped us. But listen, nobody's hiding behind that. What we're saying is now that we want to add before Wednesday. And when we do that, if we get the likes of the quality of the Holmans and the Williams moving forward, then I certainly feel that'll help the group and give us a platform to go and win games in the Championship. So, you know, we're not standing here with five games to go and thinking, oh, you can't turn that around. We're five games in. We know the first two games of the season were particularly poor. I've held my hand up to that, there's no doubt about it. Cardiff, I thought, from the after the 2-1 goals, we certainly showed a bit of character. Burton, we should have won the game. And then today, we should have something. So we're moving the right way. We just need to get the points that go with the performances. But moving into Wednesday, then, of course, I want to add. I mean, we've brought in nearly £10 million now, and I think I've spent £250,000. So we, and I certainly suggest every day that we find some cash to go and invest in players. And by doing that, then that will help the group.
Money's the big thing. You'll not be able to escape the fans' opinion of it. In the last 3 years, £30 million has come in for good players at this football club. And I think the most that has been spent has been on Ben Marshall in that time, around £1 million. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that out, does it? That all that money's come in and hasn't been put back into the playing squad. And how Blackburn Rovers have gone further down is due to that, isn't it?
Well, I think good players always help you to win games. I mean, I think we all believe that, you know, we've been in the game long enough and it's success and we know the game, we know how it should be played. And of course, good players help you to achieve, you know, wonderful things. We have a group just now and I think there are some good players in there. I think there's been, of course, many, many trying issues that can affect players. But I think they showed today that they're up for the fight. I thought they showed heart and courage in many aspects. And when we continue to add quality, which helps you win games, then I think that will see us, you know, having a say, for me, an improved team. And obviously, the sooner we do that, the better. But in the build-up to Wednesday, you know, I do expect it to be busy because I want to add players to the squad.
You're playing Saturday, Tuesday. You have very little time at this moment. Have you had an opportunity to speak to the family in India, whether it's on the phone or however, to say, what have I got? What are you going to give us here? Because we need some help.
Yeah, I mean, I've said consistently, and you know, because you and I chat all the time, and I'm, you know, I'm never evasive. I'm always very open. And I've said that we need to have that. Some sort of funding to go and get one or two players that I think can make a difference to the team, that can help the team. And I think we've worked very hard and brought some terrific young loan players in who'll get better as we go and they'll grow. We've bought Derek Williams for £250,000 from Bristol City. That's the cash investment we've made. And we've had Bosmans because we obviously had to add to the squad. And as I say, we've worked hard in that loan market with talented young players. But I think now's the time to add one or two in terms of, for me, purchases. And it may be that they're ready to play in the Championship with a Ben Marshall, like with the scope to grow and get better. But they've got to be ready-made as well to play just now, help the team and grow. And by growing, they become real assets for the football club.